Well, Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany and a second day of talks over the country's nuclear energy program. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who is heading the Iranian delegation, met with the EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton on the second day of negotiations in Geneva. Ashton represents the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany. Her spokesman says the latest talks were, quote, very substantial and detailed.
We had about 4.5 hours of really intense discussions between Catherine Ashton and Mr. Zarif today, and it was really very much a detailed discussion on the substance. It was very detailed getting into the areas that are still dividing the two sides, and so the idea has been to try and take up where we left off at the last negotiations and try and follow up and try and narrow the gaps between the two sides, try and find solutions. Catherine Ashton has come here very determined to drive the process forward.
The Iranian team has echoed the same remarks, saying discussions have already delved into content and details. However, they have added that differences remain between the two sides. Both sides are working to finalize a draft agreement to resolve the standoff over Tehran's nuclear program. This, as an Iranian deputy foreign minister says, any agreement on the horizon should respect Iran's right to enrichment. Earlier, we were joined by our correspondent in Geneva, Homa Lezgi. She gave us an update on the latest round of talks on Iran's nuclear energy program.
Now, after hours of intense negotiations with Mr. Zarif himself and Catherine Ashton, we saw, as he said there, Michael Mann saying that the talks were held in a good atmosphere, that they are moving forward, that they're going to continue tomorrow. Again, very detailed discussions, but it looks like the sticking points, the differences of opinion still remain. And that's kind of causing a lot of doubts as to how successful these talks are going to be. I'm just going to bring you a quote here, the latest from Mr. Araghchi himself. After hours of talks, he said that we are still working on an agreement. However, no progress has been made yet. That doesn't sound at all promising, but it doesn't mean also that they've reached a dead end. It looks like the two sides think still that further negotiations might actually help the two sides, you know, reach some kind of a conclusion.